One thing that has been missing from our winter sport this year has been the Muswellbrook Heelers. Joining us to have a chat about that and something special that is going to be happening tomorrow, I'm joined by President Mick Hall. Mick, how are we doing?
Yeah, good morning there. I'm good.
Mate, we haven't had an opportunity to talk about this, but what's happened with the Heelers in 2022?
Well, some could say how the mighty have fallen. We've been struck down by a lack of player numbers, unfortunately, and owing to a number of reasons. But we had a few retirements of some key players. We had some guys that left town for work and family reasons, and we were left with a skeleton of players from the squad of previous years. So,
how many do you need to be able to, you know, be competitive in any good season?
In the Muswellbrook area, with our shift work and the itinerant workers, it's upwards of a squad of 30.
Yeah.
People come in and out, injuries. It does take a lot. There's a lifestyle rosters we've got to account for, and so look, 30 is a comfortable number. In the last few seasons, we've had anywhere from 30 to 40 players, and I mean, trying to fit all them into a squad of 25 on a weekend is somewhat difficult. So,
absolutely, and as you say, you know, everyone says, well, there's 15 on the field with, you know, maybe half a dozen reserves, but they're not always going to be available, and it's important to have, especially in the case of rugby, to have some very good players in certain positions. I'm thinking the front row in particular. You can't just throw anybody up there.
Absolutely. So that was our consideration under our duty of care for our players. We didn't have people in key positions. We need to train front rowers. We can train people to do that, but we need them to be there consistently to be able to do that. And look, the guys that were there were enthusiastic. Our numbers dropped to around 8 to 10. It wasn't looking like it was going. Well, it definitely wasn't going to be a dearth of players coming from anywhere to join in with.
So I have seen a few of the players' names pop up with Group 21 and also down at the Singleton Bulls. So yeah. A number of them are keeping fit. Are you going to be able to pull them back for next year?
Well, that's the plan, Bear. We want to be able to bring those Heelers back. We see them as... they're on loan for the season, so I'm not collecting any royalties. But I'm hoping they return home. Some of those guys have just wanted to play footy, so they went to other clubs, and that's understandable. And I wish them all the best. But come 2023, I'm hoping that they're back in a Heelers jumper, and we're good to go.
Of course, two-time defending champion Muswellbrook Heelers. And it's not only the Heelers that have suffered. Of course, your great rivals over the last couple of years, the Waratahs of Newcastle, they're not playing this year either.
No, they're very similar, but it's really unusual that the two of the standout teams in the comp are now in the same scenario. I rang their president a couple of weeks ago and just to talk through what happened with them, and it's a very similar story. They had around 12 players that were committed, and they just couldn't pull any more in. They've got, which is unusual, they've got junior squads, and they've got the women's team as well. They can continue to run, but they just couldn't get the commitment from anyone to don the red of Waratah.
All right. So what's happening tomorrow, Mick?
So, look, tomorrow we're up at Highbrook, the Heelers HQ. We've trying to garner the support of our sponsors and the community to look at ways forward for our club. It's a real line in the sand moment. My long association with the club, this is the first time that we haven't been able to field a team. So what we're after is just community members who rugby supporters in general, and to build on any ideas on what we can do for not only player retention and attraction, but also how do we promote ourselves? How do we market ourselves in the community to be a viable product and go from being just we're currently a successful team, or we have been a successful team on the paddock, and off the paddock we're pretty good as well financially. But it's just we're obviously something's broken that we've got to fix, and we're reaching out to all our supporters to help. So we've got, what is it, 2 p.m.
Yep.
At Highbrook Park at our clubhouse. The Wanford Bar will be open, and we'll have some light refreshments and a barbecue and our general healer hospitality.
Which is always very warm, certainly from my experience. So the call's out there for anybody who has been a healer or had wanted to or just had an interest in following one of the great local rugby clubs. Get down to Highbrook Park tomorrow at 2 p.m. and help out, see where the path leads forward perhaps from there.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bear. Yes, that's it.
Mick Hall, as always, thank you very much for joining us, mate. Look forward to hearing some great news sometime down the track.
Jeez, mate. Thank you.